Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Zinat Nusaka. I'm a presenter at Radio Islam for many years, alhamdulillah. Living on the main road in Linasia, not far away from a newly developed informal settlement, we are constantly inundated with the underprivileged ringing the bell, asking for something to eat. I've always been thinking of doing something other than just giving some money. So when this $100 challenge came up, I decided it was an ideal opportunity for me to take it on. Unfortunately, 100 rand is really not much, so I had to carefully plan and decide what to do. One thing I was certain of was that whatever I decided to prepare, it had to be healthy and nutritious, and that's how I came across the African vegetable stew recipe. It's an ideal meal, consisting of different kinds of vegetables, rice and lentils. Instead of buying from any fruit and vegetable shop, I decided to support the fruit and vegetable vendor who comes to our doorstep to sell his produce. And also because his produce is always pre-packed in 5 rand and 10 rand packs, it made it much easier. The vegetables cost me about 70 rand, that is 8 different types of vegetables. Since I needed a very little bit of rice, lentils and spices, I used of my own. At Parlin's, I bought 50 styrofoam soup containers, the big one, and some plastic spoons, which cost me the rest of the money, that was 30 rands. With the help of my grandchildren and my helpers, we started the fun and exciting task of preparing and cooking the healthy and nutritious meal, an African vegetable stew. It was done in approximately 2 hours, and we ended up with approximately 10 liters of stew, alhamdulillah, and we managed to fill 40 containers of it to distribute. So that afternoon at around 5 o'clock, my helper, my grandchildren and myself sanitized and masked ourselves, drove to the entrance of the informal settlement and started distributing the containers of stew. The kids, alhamdulillah, were so excited to hand out the containers of food to the people returning from work. Just the smiles, the appreciative looks and gestures brought about feelings of happiness and gratefulness to know that at least 40 people that night would go to bed having had a meal, subhanallah. Now, if there's one thing that I've learned from this experience, it's that one should never procrastinate. If you want to do something good, don't waste time and find excuses not to do it. Just do it. You really don't need much. And your intention, very important. Whatever you do, do it for the pleasure of Allah. Allah will grant you barakah and inshallah, you will be rewarded in this world and in the next. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, this $100 challenge has certainly motivated and inspired me to try and do it on a regular basis, inshallah. There's certainly no better time than now. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen.